Okay, so we'll talk about the Shaila that is brought in the Be'er Heitiv in and in the Shaarei Tshuva. Both of them bring it in Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel. The story is that the person wanted, you know, l'chatchili would rather prefer to light with oil, because it says in the Ramah, you know, that it's a l'chatchila to use oil. But he only had candles, wax candles. So he set up his whole menorah, and he's, you know, it's all ready to go. And then, lo and behold, the guy walks in, here's oil. So the question is, what are you supposed to do now? Is it better to say that you already did the wax candles? So maybe it's like ein mavir al mitzvah. It's like, you know, you already have this mitzvah set up in front of you. So you should already just do what you have. And don't be mavir al mitzvah, and don't go and use a different type of menorah. Or maybe mitzvah mufchar is better, and you should take the oil and use the oil and go with the mitzvah mufchar. So what do you do? So the Be'er Heitiv brings that it's a machlokes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi. They both lived at the same time. So the Shvus Yaakov goes first. He says, no, he holds that if you already set up the candles, you should keep the candles. Ein mavir mitzvah is more of a chomer thing, and you should keep the candles once you already have. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, the halacha is not that way. He says that the Shavus Yaakov has a whole complicated case in Gemara, who wants to use as a smach. The Chacham Tzvi says it's not a smach, and he says adarabah, it's avada better to do mitzvah min hamuvchar. And he says, I'll tell you a svara, and I'll tell you also a maramokim. He says in svara, you should use the oil better. Because what's the whole concept that you're not supposed to be mavrin al mitzvahs? That you're like, if you came to a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it. Because if you go away from it, you're like being mavaz of the mitzvah a little bit. Like you could do it, and you have it right in front of you, and you walk by. So ein mavrin say, in you're being mavaz of a mitzvah. Zokte Chacham Tzvi, here the greatest cover for the mitzvah is that you're going to do it in a better way. So if you do oil, how can you call it a bizayin? So that's a svara. Why, you know, that's a svara. He says, also, I'll give you a maramukim. The maramukim is the famous Trumas Hadeshen Kiddush Levana, which we do all the time. We say, this comes from Trumas Hadeshen. A person asked him, what's better? Should you do Kiddush Levana right away when you could, you know, the first possible opportunity, Tuesday night, whatever it is? Or is it better to wait for Matzah Shabbos, because there's a Masechta Soifrim that the L'chatchil is a mitzvah menuchar to do Kiddush Levana where you're besimcha, mevusa, when you ate good food and you have nice clothing on? Is it better to wait for the mitzvah min hamuvchar? And the Trumas Hadeshen said, yeah, it's better to wait for the mitzvah min hamuvchar. Even you know, if you're going to have to wait a few days, then he says, but if it's getting closer to the end and you're afraid you'll miss it, of course you should just do it right away because you don't want to miss it. But if it's at the beginning of the month, a lot of you should wait and do it on Motzi Shabbos. So what do you see over here? Says the Chacham Tzvi, that you're mavir al mitzvah. You know, you're not going to do the mitzvah now, and you're going to save it for a mitzvah min hamuvchar. So memela, the same thing by these wax candles with the oil candles, it's kedai to skip over the wax candles to do the mitzvah min hamuvchar. So the Shavus Yaakov, what happened was, the Shavus Yaakov was in Chelek Aleph. After he put out his Chelek Aleph, then the Chacham Tzvi put out his Sefer. So then one of the Talmidim of the Shavus Yaakov read the Chacham Tzvi's Sefer. So he writes into his Rebbe in Chelek Beis, he says, I saw what Reb Tzvi says, you know, that the, and he argues with the Rebbe. So I want to know, what does Rebbe hold now? And he writes, I know Rebbe is not Negius, and if the Rebbe holds that the Chacham Tzvi is right, then Avada Rebbe is going to say like the Chacham Tzvi. So I want to know, what the Rebbe say now? So the Shavus Yaakov says, no, I didn't change my mind. I still hold the same way. And he goes through all the different things, and he says, and this thing that the Chacham Tzvi brought from the Kiddush Levana is no raya at all. That's it. He doesn't say any more than that. So what's going on here? It's yeah, raya or not a raya? So really, if you look through the whole Chacham Tzvi and the whole Shus Yaakov, you'll get clear what's going on. What's going on is like this.
Is there
Zekeila
involved at all?
Zekeila Van Veyu. Well, oil, I don't know if that's mamish called Zekeili. It's the reason oil is better is because the Nes was done with oil. It's a better mitzvah. I hear Bari, the case of the Mevusam, maybe there it's a little bit of a... Yes, they're both, that's the common denominator. The doing it Motzei Shabbos Mevusam is a Muvchar, and doing the oil is a Muvchar. So we're like comparing them. So if you should wait for the Muvchar Motzei Shabbos, you should also wait for the, that's the comparison. And the Shavus Yaakov says, not a comparison at all. The reason is like this, I think, from reading the whole thing through. The reason is like this. The Chacham Tzvi was typhus. The way he understood the issue was an issue of Ein Mavirin versus Muvcher. You have two options. You can do Ein Mavirin. Do the mitzvah that you've got in your hand right now. Or is it better to disregard what you've got and go for the Muvcher? So in that way, the comparison is very good. It's a solid comparison. You've got the wax candles. You have the Levana. You're going to pass up on the Levana, so you can pass up on the candles. It's very comparable. But the Chacham Tzvi writes in there that he says, according to the Shavus Yaakov, it turns out a davar nifla. A davar, he's like something shver. He says, it turns out that Shavus Yaakov is saying like this, that I've got an esrog in my hand, I have an arba min in my hand, which are like shvachamai. He says, you know, okay, they're good, you know, you can yaitze with them. And before I'm about to make my bracha, somebody comes in, hey, Reb Yid, look, beautiful arba minim. You want them? Not allowed to take them. He says, it comes out according to the Shavus Yaakov, since you've got the wax candles, you're not allowed to go away from the wax candles. So then you're telling me that if somebody has a shvach arba minim, that's it, he's stuck for life. He once he's got them, he can't get better ones, because it's ain't mavirim, it's impossible, zok the Chacham Tzvi. Never heard of such a thing in my life. Now, lo and behold, there's a tshuva, three tshuvas earlier in the Shavus Yaakov, about this exact case. That a person had a shvacha arba minim, and the person, it's even a worse, the person said, I only have a shvacha arba minim. They're good, they're kosher. Am I allowed to wait 2 or 3 hours because I'm going to get better ones? So the Shavus Yaakov, he's
Sukkot morning,
right? Sukkot morning, he's got this arba minim, and he says, I don't want to do it.
It's bigger, it's pretty eight hundred. It's a whole different.
You mean because it's more important there?
Yeah.
Well, in his answer, he doesn't even say that though. He just says, for sure, wait, gesunte, wait. It's always kedai to be mahadar, even if you have to wait. He says the limit is one whole day. If you're going to wait till tomorrow, then already. You never know, maybe it won't happen. But he says, if you're really sure that you're going to even be able to do it tomorrow, you could even wait till tomorrow. So what's going on over here? How could that be? That doesn't sound the same. The two tshuvas don't sound the same. So look inside and you'll see the answer is that the Shavus Yaakov made a new level. He says, hischil b'mitzvah, if you started doing the mitzvah, that's even worse. So he says, that's his big chiddush. He says, and when you set up a menorah, it's already called that you are maschil the mitzvah. And the Chacham Tzvi takes him to task a day. He says, what are you saying? You are maschil the mitzvah? You didn't start anything. You just put it in. So he says, hachona is the haschol of a mitzvah. And he starts being Mar Mekoymis from Gemara. It's an interesting Mar Mekoymis. Like it says that if the person started taking a haircut already, you know, his chilu in mafsik, and then you don't have to stop for mincha. So Gemara says, what's called starting the haircut? You put on the barber apron. So you didn't start cutting your hair. So Elamai, starting is the hachon is also called starting. So the same thing when you start putting up the candles, so that's already called starting the mitzvah. Now, I want to explain like this. I don't think he's going way too far. I mean, what is he going to say? You can make a bracha also before you set up your candles? No. I mean, he knows that the mitzvah is lighting the candles. The Shavus Yaakov is not going, like, you know, all out. What he's saying is, in the bizoyin sugyas, like the whole idea we're dealing with is like, you shouldn't be mevaza a mitzvah. That's the whole concept of Ein Mavir. So he's got a split level over there. that if you just had Arbaminim sitting on your table or in front of you, so you didn't start doing anything. So then you about to go for the mitzvah min hamavcher because it's not such a big bizayin. But if you already mamish started and you set it up and you put the candles in, he holds that's a bigger bizayin to the mitzvah. You mamish put it down and you set it up for and then you're gonna. That's already kentu. So memela the Shavus Yaakov really has a whole. It's a very important nekuda, I believe, that could be overlooked if you don't look carefully. The Shavus Yaakov has his new nekuda that if you are maschil in a mitzvah, then the din is you don't switch even for a muvchar. But if you just have the mitzvah in front of you, about it, you should switch for the muvchar. So that's the difference. By the es arba minim, he says switch for the muvchar because he didn't start. By the neiris, you already were maschil. The Chacham Tzvi himself totally disagrees with that chilik. He says, first of all, that's not called starting the candles. And then he also brings a rai from a sugya in Zvachim that starting and having it in front of you are on the same level. What's the raya? Geshmak raya. He says, the Gemara talks about, we're going to use this Gemara later also, the Gemara talks about the din of tadr v'shein and tadr kaidim. We all know, if you have two things, you have to do the tadr before the einu tadr. So the Gemara says, let's say you had a tadr carbon and an einu tadr carbon. So you're supposed to shech the tadr kaidim. He did it wrong. He shechted the einu tadr kaidim. Kadim v'shechta she'einu tadr kaidim. Now, what do I do? The Gemara says, what should I do? There's still more to do, right? There's Kabbalah, Halacha, Zerika. There's more things to do. Should I say, no, I already started the wrong one. So I'm already like, Ein Mavin Al Mitzvah. You know, I should already do this one. Or, Tadr Kaidim. No, you have to switch right now and do the other carbon, and then you'll come back and do the rest. That's the Shail of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya. From every single kiddush that every yid makes Friday nights. It says in Mishnayos, Beis Hillel says, that you make Bor Pri HaGafen and then you say the bracha, like we all of us do, right? We all do this, we make Bor Pri HaGafen and then we say kiddush. So the Tana says, Beis Shammai says, why? The kiddush came first because Shabbos arrived before the wine came to the table. So Beis Hillel says, it doesn't matter. Even though Taka, the Shabbos came first, but because Bor Pri HaGafen is more tadr. You say Bor Pri HaGafen more times than you say Kiddush. So Zokti Gemara, so you see that even though Shabbos came first, we overpass it, and we say Bor Pri HaGafen because of tadr. So too, even though you shechted this one first, pass it over, and go and do the tadr. So you hear the Gemara's comparison? Just like you can pass over Shabbos, which came first, and say the Bayre Pri HaGafen because of tadr, because tadr will override, so too you should overpass the animal which was shechted, which you have just shechted, and pass it over and run to the tadr and do the tadr animal. In fact, the Chacham Tzvi, I see a difference. They don't sound the same to me. By Shabbos coming first, you didn't start doing the mitzvah. Maybe Shabbos came to me, but I didn't start doing anything for Shabbos. So maybe Shabbos came here. So it's right standing at my doorstep. So it's like here, Shabbos, right? So the bracha of Kiddush is ready to go. Okay, so that's true. Beis Hillel says, pass it over. Go to Bor Pri HaGafen. Anyways, tadr is more important than that. But by the case of shechting the animal, you did it. You were maschil in the mitzvah. So it's more of a bizoyim. You see, it's connected to Shus Yaakov. You see that starting the mitzvah didn't add anything. It's the same as a mitzvah in front of me. Shabbos being in front of me and starting mamish is on the same level in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't split the levels. So b'meila, that's what's going on. The Chacham Tzvi holds that starting a mitzvah or this mitzvah in front of me is equal. So b'meila, he says that once you're going to tell me by the wax candles, then you're going to also say it by the arba minim. Because don't start telling me that the wax candle you started and by the arba minim you just have them there on your table. There's no chilek. If it's here or you started, that's the same level. So therefore, the Chacham Tzvi said, I have arrived from Kiddush Levana. Because by Kiddush Levana, the moon is standing there. And the din is, you disregard him and you go to Motzei Shabbos. But the Shus Yaakov wrote three words. He says, no riot. Of course it's no riot. Because the Shus Yaakov said that the case of the Arba Minim is also not a riot, because if it's only if you start it. Okay, that's the bottom line of the first point that I'm trying to make. That there, in other words, we had three cases mentioned. Passing over the Levana, passing over the Arba Minim, and passing over the wax candles. In the Chacham Tzvi's world, they're all equal. Any one of those three is on the same level. So Mimela, you could bring a ride from anyone to all of them.
And Shabbos,
right. Yeah, okay, that too, right. So Mimela, he found the ride by Kiddush Levana. That's it. Nifshat Kol HaBayis. That's it. Once you see by Kiddush Levana that we pass it up for a Muvcher, then you'll pass it up for the Arba Minim, you'll pass it up for the candles and everything. The Shavuos Yaakov, he didn't makabel that raya because he has two levels. Hischil and just in front of you. So by Hischil, that's worse. So then you have to do it. Once you, that's the first point.
Could you say that Machlokes, in the way they're looking at it, is totally in, what's the Pshat Ein Mavir and all the mitzvahs?
Once
you start it, you're being mavazel those candles or the chefs, but the Chacham Tzvi looks at Emavirim al mitzvahs as you're being mavazel mitzvahs, like mitzvah. You're showing his rashlus. By starting a mitzvah and not doing it, you're showing your shlachus and mitzvahs.
And therefore it doesn't make a difference whether you...
Therefore it doesn't miss a master or not.
Yeah, as long as it's... Okay, if it's something to think about, I hear. Okay. Good. Okay, but now I want to say another nekuda. Another reason how to answer the rai from Kiddush Levana. Even, in other words, so far the answer was making two levels. But I want to say another answer to totally take Kiddush Levana entirely out of the whole sugya. The Hainu, because of Akasha. There's a famous Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, you know, there's a Gemara in Saita about a lady that she used to walk real far to Shul. So the Rav said to the lady, why are you walking so far to Shul? Don't you have any Shul nearby in your neighborhood? So she says, I want the Schar Pesiyos. So Zok the Magen Avraham in Simen Tzadi, from here we learn out that if you have two shuls, it's better to go to the further shul. Okay? As they state in the Magen Avraham. So the Dei Chemed has the famous Kasha. What happened to Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs? Well, how are you allowed to pass a shul? Right? In other words, I guess he assumed you could have, the case was it was in two directions, right? You could have like that you weren't passing the shul. But he's assuming that it was in the same direction. What happened to Ein Mavir Amitz? He brings like a whole list of terutz. The terutz, which I think is the best terutz, is the terutz that Rabbi Gross said. Rabbi Pinchas Gross said a terutz like this. He said, Ein Mavirin ala mitzvahs is only when you are passing a chefetz shel mitzvah. When you are passing an object which is a mitzvah and you don't use it. You're passing an esrig, you're passing a lulav, you're passing a shofar, an object which is a mitzvah object, and you're just ignoring it. That's a case of ein mavritza, or you're passing by a tefillin, you have a tefillin which you can use. But if you pass by an opportunity, there's no such sugya as ein mavritza mitzvahs. Which means, if you, a shul is not a esrig, you can daven inside of a shul. You could daven in there, but you don't pick up a shul for davening, right? A shul is not a chefetz of mitzvah. It's a place in which we can do a mitzvah. There is no din that you can't pass by an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Like I gave a lot of mishalim for this. Let's say somebody wants to give a tzedakah to a poor person, right? So he has a dollar bill right there. Is you have to give the first, the closest dollar bill. You can't go to a further dollar bill. No, because the dollar bill is not an object which the Torah said is like an esrig or something that you do a mitzvah with. It's a plain dollar. It's a nothing. It's a chulin. About it, you'll get a mitzvah when you when you're makne him the dollar that he has more money.
The question is, can you pass by the first money to the second money?
Right. Also, I don't think there's any problem. Besides, there might be other issues. It's Tom who gave you the right to pass by an ani. But I'm saying, it shouldn't be a problem. The klal is it's only when there's an object which is called chefetz shel mitzvah. Like the simon would be, like, for example, we know that you're not allowed to do a bizoyin to an esrei. Right? You're not, because it's a chefetz shel mitzvah. Can you do a bizoyin to a dollar bill that you're going to give an ani? It's no problem. The ani can throw it in the guy. There's no issue. Maybe it's about tashkas to waste money, but I'm saying it doesn't become a chefetz shel mitzvah. So there's no din of ein ma'arvin al mitzvah. It's only when you have a chefetz shel mitzvah. So oy bazoi, the whole kasha from Kiddush Levana is entirely miyushev, because the moon is not a chefetz shel mitzvah. You don't use the moon to shake the moon or something. You make a bracha on the light of the moon. So if you don't do it, you're not over in mavin al mitzvahs at all. If you don't take an opportunity to do a mitzvah, there's in you have maybe zrizin makadimin you might have, but that's not being mavaza a mitzvah. You say, oh, I was mavaza a mitzvah. Why? Because I shamed the moon. I didn't make a bracha on the moon. The moon is not a chefetz shel mitzvah. You didn't take your opportunity that you could have said a bracha. That's a different issue. That's not the sugya of ein mavin mitzvah. It's a different inyan. That's the reason our makdimin to mitzvahs. So it's true. From here we find that it's better to wait for a mitzvah in a muvcher than to be mizdares. But that's a much lesser offense. Offense. You have to go to not be a zaris. So for muvcher, it's kedai to not be a zaris. Okay, mitzvah bal yadcha al tach mitzenas, also similar to zrizim makdim el mitzvahs. For that, you're right. You see by Kiddush Levana, don't be such a zaris. Better to wait for Matzah Shabbos. But it's a much more serious problem when you have a chefetz shel mitzvah there and you don't use it. That's a much more serious problem. So memela, all the other ones were chefetz of a mitzvah. Neiris Chanukah, Arba Minim.
But then you're going to have to say that as man is milsa. Because until I make a bracha on this esrog, just an esrog, it's a fruit. Until
that's
I
true.
Light the candles, it's just candles.
That's true. So you see that it's enough that it will become. In other words, you're not allowed to be involved something which will become. Yeah, you see that, right? That's true. You see that it doesn't have to be that is already, even if it can become
potential.
A potential, exactly. As long as the potential chefetz shel mitzvah, that's more chum. Okay, so that's the first nekuda in the machlekes that we went through. The argument about it is Kiddush Levana raya or is it not a raya? Now, I'll just mention there's a little raya that they both brought and they argued about, which is the Chacham Tzvi said, I'll bring you a raya, you could be ma'aver al mitzvahs, because there's a sugya in a few places in Shas that Chazal, they made a rule that when you have a parah duma, and right before they were about to shecht it, they found a better paraduma. Then they paid the old paraduma and they get a better one. So Chacham Tzvi says, no, you see right here that even though it's a chefetz shel mitzvah, a paraduma is kedusha and everything, you disregard it and go for the better one. So that was his raya against the Shavuos Yaakov. Shavuos Yaakov, in the second time around, defends himself. He says, that's shiny. Because if you look in the sugya there, the Gemara says that Bezdin always made a t'nai me'ikara, lev Bezdin masne, if this is the best part, I'm using this part. If not, I'm making a t'nai that I can pay to this part and get a different one. So if you made a condition me'ikara, that you, if you get a better one, then you could use the better one, then it won't be called a bizoyin. Because it was like never, you know, you set it up meikara that you might do it. So in other words, according to him, l'chayra, I don't know, if you said before the candles, I'm only setting up these candles, I'll deny that I'm going to not get oil. But if I get oil, then it's just going to be birthday candles. So then it will be l'chayra, okay.
One of them you say, this for Shabbos, I'm going to get this for Shabbos, then he finds something next.
Very good. Oh, the Shavuos Yaakov Mamish brought that. The Shvus Yaakov brought that. He said, "I'll bring a riot to." By Shammai Sil. Mamish brought that. He said, "You see." According to me, it wouldn't have been a player riot. 100%. According to me, it's a horror. That's not a riot from over there. But Al Kapanim, he brought the raya, and I think he said that there it didn't bother him so much because you're switching before Shabbos, so it wasn't the time of the mitzvah yet. But Imamish brought your raya. He said that raya. Fine. Now comes another raya. Now, this is a shtickel problem. Oh, I forgot something. I had another thing to prove my chilek. I wanted to say a proof to my chilek between a chefzah shal mitzvah and if it's not a chefzah shal mitzvah. How's that? There's a famous Chuvas Radvaz. It's quoted in Be'er Heitiv. There was a guy in prison, in jail, and they said, "We give you rishus to leave jail for one day." So he wants to know, should he go out for like a weekday? Should he save it for Yom Kippur? So the Radvaz says, just grab it. Whatever day you're on, just go out that day and chop around what you chop around. So the Chacham Tzvi in a different tshuva, in Kuvav, says, yes, I agree with that. I agree with that psak because it's a beferish gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Tes. It says in Daf Tes, one pasuk says, Palis Magal Raglecha. And the way out your path of your feet. The other pasuk says, something pentaphalus, magal raglecha pentaphalus, do not weigh out the way of your feet. So should you weigh it or don't weigh it? And for the Gemara loikashi, ha b'mitzvah she'as chalas aside de'acher. If the issue is which mitzvah should I do and which one should you do, so you weigh it out and take the better one for yourself. But if it's a mitzvah she'ef shalas, so if there's no other way, I'm the only one around, then don't weigh it, just do it. So memela here, the only one who can daven is myself. The only one who could go to minyan for me is myself. No one can do it for me. So memela, in a case where you're the only one who can do it, it says in the Gemara, don't weigh it out. So memela, if it says don't weigh it out, chaperayin, the first one, don't weigh it out. But the chayyaram dingzach, the Chayyarim says, I have a beferish arayi that you should weigh it out. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, a person only has enough money to either buy Hanukkah candles or wine for Kiddush. Mahu. Which one is a bigger mitzvah? Is Hanukkah candles a bigger mitzvah because it's Pirsu Minisa? Or maybe Kiddush is a bigger mitzvah because it's a Deraisa? So the Gemara says such a shot. Fik the Chayyarim, what are you weighing out the bigger mitzvah? Which one comes first? I hope that you light Hanukkah candles before Tzeizek Yicham. So Memela, you're lighting the Hanukkah candle before Kiddush anyways. Right? So Memela, what are you weighing? So Elamai, you see it's not true. The din is that you go by a way, you always have to wait. You always have to wait no matter what. So the cash is, they are good. Aber lamaise, the Chacham Tzvi brought a Gemara. The Gemara said you should not weigh. So how do you answer this? So I wanted to give up Shara. The answer is according to what we said. If you have a chayfet shal mitzvah, if you have like a saw mitzvah that's right here in front of you, don't weigh. Just go ahead and do this mitzvah because ein mavir in all the mitzvahs. But in the case in Gemara Shabbos, the person doesn't have any mitzvah in front of him. He has cash. He has money. Like the Rambam says, he has enough money to buy either the wine or the candles. So you can't say that I have a chevet shel mitzvah. That's just dollars. So now I definitely am free to weigh. What should I weigh? Whatever is bigger, go buy it. Then I'll only have wine. If I only have wine, then I won't have any candles. There won't be ever, it will never come to any of Ein Mavir Al Mitzvahs. But Kitzer, I want to maybe say a teretz, that it said in the Pasuk, not to weigh, is in a case where you have a case of Ein Mavir Al Mitzvahs. But otherwise, you go by the more chomer mitzvah.
And if he does have oil, and he has...
Also, according to me, it comes out that if, let's say, the person Mamish had oil in his house,
Erev Shabbos,
and was already the Zman, it was already the Zman of Hadlaka, then Lechule Alma, you should just do it, and don't worry about the Shaila of Kiddush. That's what would come out, according to me, a Kiddush. Okay, I'm just saying that that might be a teretz. Be-derech ulai. Okay, now we'll go on to the next issue. After the Chacham Tzvi is finished with all his different riots against the Shus Yaakov, he paskins, as we said already, says, I hold, you always skip over the what you have to do the Muvchar. That's his psak. You skip over the wax candles. You have to always go to the Muvchar. And he says, Boyurei, Tseyu Lamad. He says, I just want to show you that Mitzvah B'na Muvchar is a very Choshev Azach. He wants to show the Chashivus of the Inyan of Mitzvah B'na Muvchar. He says, I'll bring you a Gemara, which shows you how Choshev the Inyan is. It says in the Gemara in Menachos, that if, let's say, a person was Shabbos Kodesh, and they have to bring a sar chatas lemusaf. They didn't, well, because it must have been yontev also. On Shabbos, you don't usually bring a sar. Let's say it was a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos yontev, you know, so you bring a sar chatas. And he went and he shechted a skinny, scrawny chatas. Yeah? You already shechted it, because you do this on Shabbos. It's chil Shabbos, but you're allowed. It's the base of mikdash. And after that, they had a shmeina. They found a fatter, it says he had really both. It says, and he went and took the skinny one and shechted the skinny one. They tell him, go and shech the fat one because it's a mitzvah min amuvchar. So zok the Chacham Tzvi, look and see how choshev the inya mitzvah amuvchar is. They are going to do chilul Shabbos for mitzvah min amuvchar. So I'm right. That it's zicher worthwhile to go and use the oil, because look how important mitzvah minimum is.
We have a
Okay, that's true. I'm going to bring similar to you, but that one is only if it's so bad that it's possible. Hakivin al v'chasecha is if it's so meat, but this was kosher. It was kosher, so it wasn't mamish that bad.
Okay. You can see from Kain Helm, I don't want to go there, you know.
Okay, yeah, we're going to bring a pasuk for your mamish, exactly what you're looking for. So anyways, that's what the Chacham Tzvi says. So in the Sefer Shalmi Yosef on Menachos, he says he doesn't understand something. Why is the Chacham Tzvi talking in pretty Lashonis? He's trying, I want to show you a shmooze on the Chashivas of Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar. Why doesn't he say the Gemara in Menachos slugs the Shvus Yaakov up? Because the same thing happened over there. The person started doing the mitzvah she'eino muvchar. He shechted it. And lo and behold, we go and tell him to go to the other one. So you see that you skip what you started and you go to the other one. So the same thing, you should skip the wax candles and go to the oil candles.
The Gemara was saying that you skip to the other one and you don't do the other one.
Well, right, but for sure that's what's going to happen because you can only bring one chatas. There is only room for, right, so they're going to tell him go to the other one and just leave this one alone. So why didn't the Chacham Tzvi use this as mamish a raya gemura against the Shavuos Yaakov? He just says as a tzeul amad, the chashivas of the inyan. Why doesn't he say a rash arai? So I believe I have it written down. I didn't write down from where, but I believe it's also really from the Shalmi Yosef that he says there is a chilik. You can't really bring a rai from the sugin menachos. Why? Because be'emes there is another kasha on the sugin. What is takip shah? Ad kidei kach chilul Shabbos? Chilul Shabbos? You're allowed to takidu chilul Shabbos for mitzvah bin amuvchar? Frek the Shagasari and the Pri Yitzchak, isn't that a machlikas rishayim? There's a case that they did a bris milah on Shabbos, kosher, but they left a little tzitzim shayna ma'akvin, right? There was like a little bit that's not ma'akvin, it's al-tihidur. So there's machlikas turin rambam, right? If you're allowed to cut off the hidur on Shabbos. So frek the Pri Yitzchak and the Shagasari, don't you see befeish in the Gemara in Menachos that you can do Chil Shabbos for a Hidr? So what's Taka the answer? Is L'chayr the Teretz, I'll be the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis in Menachos on Pei Gimel Amid Beis brings down the Gemara is there. Gemara is being a Pasuk. How do we know the Inyan of Hidr by Korbanos? Because it says, V'chol Mivchar Nidreich. There's a pasuk in the Chumash, Mivchar Nidreichem. You should bring the choicest one of your neder. In fact, the Sfasem is, Hider Mitzvah, Zekei, Livian Veyu. You don't need any special v'chol mivchar nidreichem. It's a regular klal. Zekeli van ve. So the Velt says that you have to say that the Gemara is saying there's a big chilik. Zekeli van vehu is a hidur, has a madrig of hidur. Someone who makes a mitzvah without zekeli van vehu is a fine mitzvah, but he wasn't doing hidur. Mivchar nidreichem is a prat in the mitzvah of karbonos. That the Torah is saying, one of just like you're supposed to do, let's say, smicha on a carbon. What if you didn't do smicha? You weren't yotzei fully, but you're still kosher. It says the carbon is kosher, but you're mavatal, shtickle of the mitzvah. So too, someone who brings a skinny behema is mavatal a bit of the mitzvah of karbonis. It's a part of the mitzvah of karbonis itself. What's the nafkamina in the levels?
So if that's what you had, mivchar is a relative term. Mivchar is not a...
Okay, maybe you are right. That could be.
So right now it was mivchar. Nice.
But the story was that he had two chatois in front of him, right? It says in the Gemara, he had two chatois in front of him. So it's not mivchar, so it's mamish being over a prat in the mitzvah. Nafkamina between the levels. Number one, we know that the Gemara says, if you found a kosher one, and you want a hitter one, how much should you spend more? Ad shlish, right? The Gemara Baba Kama, a third more. So that's all true if it's a regular hitter issue of any mitzvah that you name whatever mitzvah you want. When it comes to a carbon, what if I have a skinny one and a fat one which costs double or triple? It's part of the mitzvah itself. You have to do it. And that also answers the kasha of the Shagas Hayin Pri Yitzchak. Buy a hitter mitzvah, machlokes rishonim, whether we're mechal Shabbos for a hitter mitzvah. But this is mamish, a piece of the mitzvah of carbon itself. For that avada, we go ahead and we do chil Shabbos. Is im kain, that's also the reason why they tell the person that even though you started with the first one, go to the second one. You can't use this as a general rule. This is a special, specific din by karbonis, because since you are mamish not doing one of the parts of the mitzvah, of course you have to go and do the whole mitzvah. So you must change. But it doesn't show by the wax candles and the oil candles. That's not on the same madriga, that's just the hider ba'alma. So therefore the Chacham Tzvi couldn't use the Gemara and Menachas as a raya brura against the Shavus Yaakov, because it's different over here. This is a special thing by karbon. Lamaisa, if that is the right answer, then the Chacham Tzvi's drush is also somewhat lessened, because the Chacham Tzvi says, go and learn how chashiv the inyan of hider mitzvah is. The whole go and learn is weakened, because you're only going to learn how by carbon. So, okay, it's a shmooze. He's saying, you see that sometimes it could get so chashiv amol, even to that degree, but it's not really going to be a halachic right.
Maybe okay. It means because Neiris Kankar Ka'ain Mikdash, they have to have.
So I'm going to say something similar to what you're saying later. Not in the Chacham Tzvi, but. Okay, but of course you understand if it's going to be halachic, then the Kasha is going to be back again. Then he should have brought the Raya from the. So I had another way to answer, but the second way, at the end, we'll see. The second way is based on the following problem. There is a din of when Chanach Gerish Chodesh. How do we lean? We have to do some leaning Chanukah and some leaning Rish Chodesh. So what's the answer? We do three aliyahs Rish Chodesh and the last aliyah is Chanukah. Why? Tadr Vishenu Tadr Tadr Kodem Rish Chodesh 12 times a year. It's Tadr Kodem before Chanukah. What do you do? And I know that this has happened. I was in a place where it happened. That they, by mistake, they open up the Sefer Torah, and they started doing Leini Chanukah. What do you do now? So, in this story, the way they're writing it is that they only had one Sefer Torah. That was the way the Taz and so he brings down an unbelievable Avraham.
They started the laning.
According to the way they say, they started the laning already. So what should you do? So the Taz brings an unbelievable Avraham. Avraham says, you must switch right in the middle of laning to Rosh Chodesh. because Tadir v'she'enu Tadir is so important, it's mamish ma'akiv. It's ma'akiv mamish. And Avudram says, Dumya, like other things which are ma'akiv of Seder, that if you put on your shell roish before your shell yad, state in the Gemara that it's ma'akiv. So you see, doing things in the wrong order is ma'akiv, so he makes a comparison, so too Tadir v'she'enu Tadir is ma'akiv. All right, he's just like making a dimian that you see order is a very important thing. Okay, that's what he says, so you have to switch. So the Taz is maskif. He brings this Avodrahab. He says, first of all, where is this Gemara? It's nowhere in the whole Shas. Where is this Gemara? That if you put on the Shal Rosh before the Shal Yad, it's maskif. Never saw such a Gemara in my life. So the Mefarshim are looking high and low to find such a Gemara. Some of them found Epsaraya from a Yerushalmi, that maybe the Avodraham learned up that that's Pshat in Yerushalmi. But it's no befer. That's the first kasha. The second kasha, the Taz says, Avada, that I can prove you beferish in the Bavli, that Tadir v'sheni Tadir is definitely not Ma'akiv. Where? That it's, we just had it. The Gemara said a man had a tadir animal and a not. And he was over and he did the one which wasn't tadir. What do we do now? Do we just finish up the whole inner tadir? Or do you go to that one and then come back to this one? What's the whole issue? It's puzzle. I thought you told me it's ma'akiv. It's thrown in the garbage. What's the shayla? Elamai, it's klor, it's not ma'akiv. And the halacha really is that what you do is that if you already started the Rambam Paskin is like the Tzad, that if you started the Einu Tadir, you just finish. So it's not Mak. So Mamela the Taz says he doesn't hear all the, he's basically saying the rayas of the Avodraham are not final because the Gemara, I can't find it. And this thing that about that the Tadir is Ma'akiv, the Gemara says not Ma'akiv. Excuse me? So B'meili, he's saying, can't be mock. For sure, if you did, right, can't be mock, right. So that's the Taz. So the Kash is, so Taz, why are you stopping Azoy in the middle? You're knocking out the rice of the Avodraham, and you're saying, like, so you have no rice. Avodraham is, it's parif again, right? It's neutral, all the rice are gone. Why don't you, if you already brought that Gemara in Zvachim, why didn't you slug up the Avodraham already? You see, beferish in the Gemara, that if you did the Einoi Tadir, you finish. So Mimela, it says in the Gemara that if you started laning Chanukah, you finish. Why are you like Azoy in the middle? You see from the Gemara that Tadir is not Ma'akev. So Mimela, the Avodraham doesn't have a Raya. Say much starker. Say that you see in the Gemara that the din is the opposite of Avodraham. You see that the din is you finish Chanukah. So this kasha already the Neir Biura asks on the Taz and Tinyanis in Orchaim Tinyanis Simin Yiral. So the Neir Biura says Memela. The first thing I have to say is that Avade the Raya from Zvachim is a solid Raya, and I paskin that the din is tackle like Gemara Zvachim. If you start the Einu Tadir, you've got to do the Einu Tadir. But, he says, the Avodraham has a different svara, even though I don't know, it's not like Befeh, I don't know. He says, there's a different reason why the Avodraham happens to be right. Because Chanukah, there's a Gemara in Megillah, on Chav Tesam and Beis, Ein Mashgichin Mishal Chanukah. The whole Kriyas HaTorah that you do of Chanukah is not such a chash of a Kriya. The Iker Mitzvah is only Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara says. And Memela is being that's a reason to go to the Rosh Chodesh, because... Anyhow, the whole Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah is not so choshev. But, says the Neir Biura, my shul, a different thing went wrong, and it was Rosh Chodesh Parshas Shkolim. And they were supposed to do Rosh Chodesh first, and Shkolim second, and the Baal Kore did it wrong, and he started doing Shkolim. Says over there, they're both very choshev. They're both dinim in the Mishnayis. They have to do Rosh Chodesh. So there, Avada, the Iker is like the Gemara in Zvachim, that if you did it wrong, you finish up the Einoi Tadir first. That's what the Neir Biura says. So, Okay, that's very good. That's what the Navy comes out. But Lamaise, he's asking a big kasha on the Taz. And Lamaise is really asking a big kasha on the Vidram, because even if he's saying a new answer for the Vidram, but that's not the answer that the Vidram said. So Al Kaponim, to answer the Taz, I want to say the following answer. There is a Shagas Aryeh. It's more in the Turi Evan, but it's also comes up with the Lund Shagas Aryeh. That says like this: the din of ein mavirin al hamitzvus, right? The din that you can't be mavir al hamitzvus. Let's say you were mavir on the mitzvah. You had a mitzvah in front of you. You're supposed to do it. You're already by the second mitzvah. Now what do you do? Should you say, okay, you better do the second one now? Because if you're going to go back to the first one, you're going to get another avir. That one, he already did have avir. Gemar, my da haba hab, right? Like he calls it. Muhuvas liyich aliske. Now you're by the second mitzvah, at least do the second mitzvah. Or do we say, no, ein mavir al mitzvah calls me back. It says, you skipped me, come back. What's the answer? Zok the Turi Evan is a beferish gemara in Yuma Nun Chesamid Beis, where it says, beferish in the gemara there, that when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to come out from the Kodesh Kadoshim, he used to have to do the dam on the Mizbeach Hazav. I mean, well, he did the Paroiches, and after that he has to go to do Mizbeach Hazav. Now, he's coming from the Paroiches towards the Mizbeach Hazav. So really, he should do the corner that comes his way first. But we dash from a pasuk that he goes v'yotzal mizbeach, he has to go out entirely, and he has to skip that corner. So now the Gemara says, so what corner do you do second? So the Gemara, you go back to the corner that you skipped, because you're still meshubed to him. You met him, Einu Avin al Mitzvah calls you right back there. So Memela, he says, you see from that Gemara that if you were maver on a mitzvah, you're still mechuyev to go back to that mitzvah. Okay, based on that, it comes out like this: that what if a person had two mitzvahs right in front of him? So both of them are calling him equally, right? And then he went and he started doing one of them. Would you say that since he started doing one of them, so he already removed himself from the other one? L'chaira, according to the Turi Evan, you're still really being called by both. Is Imkain shots like this? The Gemara in Zvachim is shiny, because over there the story was the man had two behemoths in front of him, the Tadir and the Einoi Tadir. So they're both mitzvahs in front of him. So over there, if the person went to the Einoi Tadir, the Tadir is still calling him. The Tadir is saying, I was in front of you. Don't be maver on me. You went to him. Still, I'm here, so don't be maver on me. So Taka, in a case like that, or this, both of them are calling, right? Ein maver al mitzvahs. Is in the Gemara Zvachim, the halacha is that you stick with the one that you did, because you're not being maver. You're not being mavir when you're sticking with the. Well, let's get straight. What's happening here? We're trying to. I have to remind myself of what's happening. We're trying to bring a raya from the laning that you by the case of the laning, you should stick with the Einoi Tadir, and we want to prove it from Zvachim, that over there you stick with the Einoi Tadir. Okay, 1 second. It sounds to me like it's still going to be a rye. Yeah, I think it's still going to be a rye. It's still going to be a rye. Even if here, yeah, because you still see that if you bring the carbon that was Einoi Tadir, you should stick with that one, and you shouldn't go to the Tadir. So it still should be a raya that also if you start with the laning, which is not tadir, you should stick with the laning, which is not tadir, and you shouldn't go to the tadir. Okay, I don't have an answer to the right.
In the laning, are they both calling you and saying at the same time?
No, there is, so it's a kal v'chaimer. The laning that's in front of me is calling me more than the laning that's not calling me. Right. So all the more so, I should stick with the laning. Okay, I don't have an answer to the right. Okay, so we have to stick with the raya. I don't have an answer.
Cheer for the tibura, come in.
Oh, that's Tom's out rolling. I don't remember them bringing that in. I guess first comes the halacha. If the halacha is you have to switch, we don't go with tibura. Okay, so that we'll have to stick with the raya of the neidu, the kasha of the neidu and the taz. I don't have an answer to the kasha. Okay, so now I'll have to just go to the last point then. The last point is that why is it that we have in Shulchan Aruch only the Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin? What happened to the regular other ways? Really, you only have to light one candle on Hanukkah. It's a heater to light Mahadrin and Mahadrin and Mahadrin. So it should say all the things. Should say Mahadrin, the Iker is to light a candle. Better is to light like the days. Even better to light like the people in your house. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about all the levels. Only the best levels, the only thing mentioned. This is a famous kasha that Aderis already asked Rabbi the Rabbinu Taimim and the Aviezeri. They all ask, what happens? So many of them were mechavin to the same teretz. That on Hanukkah, the hidur is not a hidur. It's a mitzvah bifnei atzma that Chazal made. That like it's a lechatchila mitzvah. It's a higher level than hidur. It's like a lechatchila mitzvah. This is the mitzvah the way that you should do the mitzvah. If you didn't do it, you like missed a piece of the mitzvah. So memela, the Shulchan Aruch is not going to say like really you can do it. You really can't do that. It's like b'di'evin. Doing one candle is like b'di'evin. So the question is, fine. If that's how Chazal made it. Why did they make this heater so much more than any of the other hidur? What's the reason? Why did they make this heater? All other hidurim you're allowed to do without a heater. So I wanted to answer it according to the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi said, Stam, why do we find so many types of hidurim when it comes to Hanukkah? Mahadrin, Mahadrin, and Mahadrin. So he says, the reason is because the whole nes of Hanukkah came through hidurim. Because he says, okay, that's one thing. But he says another thing. He says, they could have thinned the wicks out and made them eighth as thin, and they would have lasted 8 days. They wouldn't even need an ace. So the whole nace came because they wanted to use thick wicks. So the kasha on the Beis HaLevi is, so how did they have the right to do that? I mean, ain't simchan ala nace. How can you make thick wicks and just expect an ace if you could do thin wicks? So I wanted to answer because we had before mivchar nidreichem. When it comes to karbonis, it's mamish a piece of the mitzvah. When you make it shvach, it's missing a piece of the mitzvah. So you have to do the thick wicks. Fine, it's not ma'akiv mamish. If you didn't, it's not puzzle, but you have to. It's mamish the mitzvah. Okay, I'm being mechadish that it goes on menorah too. Mivchar nidreichem. Ezoi bazoi, since the whole nes came through a hider, which is part of the mitzvah, it came through. If not for that, we wouldn't have never done it. If it would have been a regular hidur, we would have takathin the wicks out. The reason why we did it is because it's part of the mitzvah. So when they made a hidur keneged it, they also say we're going to have to make a hidur, not just stam a hidur. If it would be stam a hidur, the whole Hanukkah would have never happened. We would have thinned out the wicks. It's only because it's part of the mitzvah. So memela, they also made that the hidur that we do is part of the mitzvah, and you really have to do the hidur. That's that. That's the terrace I have to say. All right, so the sikkum of the whole thing at the end was that, first of all, we had a machlekes between the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi if the Shaila is only wearing Hischel b'mitzvah, or is the Shaila even by every Ein Mavin Ala Mitzvahs. The Shvus Yaakov L'maisa Paskins, you have to do the Hischel, you can't go over. The Chacham Tzvi says you should go over. And then we also said over a whole different thing. We didn't end up saying the Teretz, we didn't have a Teretz. That by the case of the Kriyas HaTayra, that L'chayra there's a Beferish Arai from the Gemara that you stay with the Ein Utaner. Thank you.
concept of posted the mitzvah, put the mitzvah, doesn't some come and play in this at all. It seems like there's an answer. This would answer a number of the questions we had already, as far as, for instance, the laning. He's Isaac in the laning of the Eid of Tadir. Okay. I mean, the Misa, you know, fine. Uh-huh. There was something that was calling him, but he's Isaac in this for now.
True. I imagine you don't use that cloud because same is all in the general.